And today I am joined in studio by Leif Harmsen, who is a spokesperson. We'll call you a spokesperson. For the World Naked Bike Ride in Toronto.
Yeah, this is a slightly lighter note than, deforestation and collapse of natural resources. In fact, we're heading the other direction with the World Naked Bike Ride, where it's a decidedly environmentalist rally. It's not a race, it's just a ride. We get together, it's not necessarily naked, it's as bare as you dare. And every year we ride around the streets of Toronto, naked or nearly naked, just to point out how good, clean fun is the way forward, and that the obscenity of SUVs and oil culture has to be brought under control.
So this is a primarily awareness-raising mission.
It is, and it's also a lot of fun, and it's the way you know that summer started.
How widespread is this? This is the World Naked Bike Ride.
It is. It's an international, disorganized event. Nobody's really in charge of it. It kind of happens like critical mass or Halloween or Christmas or, anything that, nobody can claim to be, the Uber president or anything like that. In fact, it's funny. All I did was design a few posters, because I'm like that, print them. Actually, Lionel Collier was good to pony up some money so we could print them, and then stick a few up here and there. And suddenly I'm the organizer. I really feel more like a volunteer. But I do know about the event. A lot of people do. It's the first year that we've had any kind of, systematic internet presence. Facebook's been a big help. It's the first year we've ever had, nice big posters stuck everywhere. I know somebody else made posters too and has stuck them out. I can't remember who. Facebook alone, we have something like 60 confirmed, and I don't know how many maybes. Hopefully it'll be good weather and they'll all come out.
Now, it's not just Toronto. It's cities across Canada.
It's cities around the world. We're looking at 20 countries, 70 cities. In Canada alone, we have a fantastic list: Guelph, Halifax, London, Ontario, of course, Moncton, New Brunswick, Montreal, Nelson, BC, Ottawa, Prince George, Toronto. That's us. Woo! Tomorrow, Vancouver, BC. They already had their ride. They had theirs on June 12th. I think something like hundreds of people came out, 300. Victoria and Vancouver. And Winnipeg. We mustn't forget Winnipeg. And they had theirs on the 13th. It must have been, it might have been kind of chilly. I'm not sure if it was during the heat wave or not.
So really taking off. Is that a list that's grown from year to year?
Taking off, so to speak. Yeah. It is a list that grows. Even Australia has them, and it's winter there. I mean, their winter isn't quite like ours, but it's an exciting list around the world. The biggest one is London, England. And it generally gets a lot of international press, too, because the British love naughty things like streakers and the like. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so how do people respond? Do they?
The public loves it. They go gaga. I mean, everybody on the side of the street cheers and claps, they think it makes their day, and there we are on our bikes in our fancy dress. Some people do body painting, what have you. It's a very festive, cheerful way to bring on the summer, and in a positive way, too. I mean, we're not blowing toxic smoke in people's faces.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a very in-your-face I suppose it is an in-your-face protest, but nothing illegal on the realm of critical mass. It's a family kind of...
Yeah, it's in-your-face. It's all ages. Everyone's welcome. It's a family event. We're doing this. I mean, it's for the environment. It's for our children. So that's important to keep in mind. We're in-your-face, but we're not up your nose.
So a fine distinction there. How have police responded? Have they been supportive?
They've been great, the rides I've been on. I've only gone the last few years, it's been a very small group in Toronto years past, mainly because nobody's in charge and nobody did anything very much. That's not true. Actually, the whole reason it's in Toronto is the TNT Men Group, who also were very operative in bringing us the nude beach at Hanlon's Point that everybody loves.
That's on Toronto Island.
Toronto Island, yeah. So, they've earned a very good reputation in the community for championing nakedness and naked fun here in Toronto.
So have your own numbers been growing? You said last couple years were a bit lower, and this year it's looking like you'll have about 60?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, that's just Facebook alone. It's hard to know. People have been putting up posters everywhere. Apparently, it's the talk of the town. I mean, here I am. And it's tomorrow, which is, you know, exciting. We're set to have excellent weather tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll get a thunder shower at some point. That'll help cool things down. and the route goes, we start at Coronation Park. Which is, nobody knows where Coronation Park is. And in fact, there's one in Etobicoke that's not the right one, people. Don't go to that one. It's the one by Lake Ontario. You know, Princess Gates of the CNE, the park across the road from Princess Gate, that's Coronation Park. It's on the waterfront between the Island Airport and Ontario Place. We start in the middle of that park. We gather starting at noon, and then at 1 o'clock sharp, we take off. And we go sort of up Yonge Street, do a diversion on Church, through Yorkville, then down Spadina into Kensington Market, where we, cover ourselves up and go for a cappuccino.
So bear as you dare, how much do people dare on these most cases?
Well, most people wear shoes and sunscreen. That's important. I mean, I wouldn't recommend riding your bike around Toronto without shoes and sunscreen on, especially if it's sunny. But apart from that, really, I mean, as you please. There's no law against being naked. There is a law against being obscene in Toronto, which makes me wonder why we haven't banned motor vehicles.
Indeed. So is it uncomfortable riding a bike without the proper attire?
Absolutely not. It's the most comfortable. In fact, once you've ridden your bike naked, you'll never want to wear clothes again.
So we may see another whole different look to the next generation of commuting cyclists.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for telling us about your event. Is there anything you'd like to add?
It's not the only thing going on. It's Bike Month in Toronto. And, in fact, after the ride, we've been invited by,
Street Surfer People, maybe?
Yeah. The Cycle Messenger World Championships, who are in Toronto for the second time. It's the first time they've been in one city twice. Did that make sense? Anyway, it's a great honor for Toronto to have them back. And they're having a big party on Toronto Island at Hanlon's Point. And they've invited the World Naked Bike Ride people over for the after party there on the beach, if people still have energy.
Well, sounds like there's a lot going on. Wish you all the best for your event tomorrow.
It's going to be a great day.
So remind us all once again, that's tomorrow at noon.
Tomorrow, noon, Coronation Park by the water. That's where we gather. There's going to be some media there, I hope. There was last year, and the media treated the whole thing really well. I mean, even The Sun had a stellar article about us. I was quite pleased with the reportage.
Well, fantastic, and good luck tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.